Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there you can use to help you run, grow, and be more successful with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We'll know what you think, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Nancy Rozanoff is with us. She's our intuition expert. Her book is called Knowing When It's Right. That's one of her many books, and her website is rozanoff.com. That's two F's on the end. Nancy, talk to us about how we put together intuition with the analytical part of a decision.
Right. Well, when we look at making a decision, right, and we start doing the numbers and we analyze it and we talk to people, we get all our research, that just tells you one side of the story. But unless it has what we were talking about before the break, a kind of intelligence to it, an overall intelligence and a sense of love, a sense of benevolence to it, it won't work. And intuition provides that aha-ness to it, that we need to have the aha moment.
How about this, Nancy? How about this, Nancy? The numbers are black and white, mm-hmm. and they tell us black and white. Intuition, right. Intuition is gray. And that's really, we live our lives more in the gray area than we do in the black and white area, don't we?
Well, yes. Well,
is that a good way to say
helpful.
It?
I think it's one way to say it. I think, but it's not very. It doesn't add the color. I would say intuition maybe adds the color. And so, what we're looking for is that internal guidance, which comes to us as that aha, this is right. That we have a capacity to become aware of sort of the rightness of something, the overall rightness mm-hmm. within a particular situation. And that comes to us as that aha moment. Oh, and it's a sense of peacefulness. It's a joyfulness.
How much of it is experience? And when the peacefulness is being able to say, yeah, I did this. I tried that before. It didn't work. I know not to do that now. And that makes me happy that I know that.
No. You know, we have this argument every time.
I know.
you think that experience, you think intuition is really the
subtotal
of our experience.
You don't think intuition is fed by some experience?
Maybe by some, but not the kind of experience you're talking about.
Okay.
It's actually the experience of learning to trust our capacity to make a judgment, to
right.
see clearly.
Okay.
Right? That experience can just as much train us to do everything the same old way and get into a rut
mm-hmm.
And limit ourselves
mm-hmm.
as it can be to expand us, right?
So all right, so straighten me out again. How does intuition
yeah.
make this happen?
Well, intuition is a completely different faculty of our intelligence, and it functions differently than our analytic mind, and that's what we have to give room to. It's not the same as our experience, and it's not the same as our data. It's really a discernment of the quality of the moment that we're in. That's one way to say it, right? That we're facing a decision. We're facing a big problem in our business, whatever it is within our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how to solve it. And so all of our experience at that moment is saying, this is a problem, and you don't have the resources to do what you need to do.
Do we try too hard sometimes, and only when we sort of back off a little bit? And I know that sometimes I try too hard, and I just can't make it happen. And then sometimes I just sort of unfocus my eyes and back off a little bit and let things happen. Am I letting the intuition come to bear there? Or
yes, absolutely, and that's a good way to say it. That's a good technique.
I finally got something right.
That's
okay,
a method.
Good.
That's right. You definitely have it right. And so, what's happening there? But we can understand more what's happening, so you can do that more often. Which is when we address a problem from the same mindset, right, that created mm-hmm. it, we're not going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have to open our minds and our awareness to a larger view, to a broader view, so that we can see it from a new perspective.
Is that intuition?
The answers will come.
When things are clearer the next morning after I've slept on something, has intuition played a part in that?
Absolutely. That's that. It's not a magical thing. It is a capacity that we all have to see larger,
right,
to see broader. But we have all of our training in school and with others tends to have us focus very narrowly and focus on trying to make something happen or push the door
so
down.
So intuition happens
struggle.
When... it sounds like you're kind of saying intuition happens when it wants to happen. You can't force it.
I'm not saying it's neither one of those two.
Ah.
Yes, you're right. You cannot force it.
Right.
But it also just doesn't have a mind of its own.
Okay, but earlier
earlier
I tried to call intuition gray, and you didn't like that. So what color is intuition?
Well, it's every color.
It's not pink, is it?
Right.
It's not pink, is it?
It's not pink.
Okay, good. What color is it?
Well, you know, it's not a color. It's the whole spectrum.
Oh, okay.
It's full light.
It's the whole rainbow.
Full light. Yeah, it really sheds light on whatever problem or situation because it lifts us to a higher level of awareness. It's like instead of looking at the road from the stop sign, you go up to the mountain and you get to see the whole...
The farther horizon. Nancy, thanks for being here. Thanks for putting up with me. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you next time. Nancy Rozanoff, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.